Welcome to Start What's Next with Shelby, where we explore making small changes that matter, understanding what's important to you, and embracing creativity in shaping your life. My name is Shelby, and I'm here to help by sharing practical tips and inspiring stories. Join us on this journey as we discover how even tiny steps can lead to big transformations, making life better one change at a time. Be sure to subscribe, follow, and tune in every other week to discover the next micro step towards your personal transformation. Let's do this together. Hello, friends, and welcome back. You know, I was thinking about what I wanted to talk about this month, and I've been gaining inspiration from the amazing humans that I surround myself with. And one concept that we often talk about is, what does it mean to be a good human? Or as my beautiful friends remind me, how not to be a dick. That's in life. So today I wanted to talk about some of the concepts that we have been sharing amongst these conversations to really think about, what does it mean to show up as you are and also be a good human? While thinking about this, being a good human encompasses a myriad of qualities. I feel that the most important is empathy. Empathy is the ability to understand and share the feelings of others. It's putting ourselves in someone else's shoes, even if we've never walked in them ourselves. Empathy allows us to connect with others on a deeper level, fostering understanding and compassion. Another concept that is really important, and it is actually one of my core values, is kindness. Kindness is yet simple, yet powerful, in a gesture that has the ability to brighten someone's day and leave a lasting impact. Whether it's a smile, a compliment, or a helping hand, small acts of kindness have the power to create ripple effects of positivity in our communities and for those around us. Another core value tied with being a good human is integrity. Integrity is another essential aspect of being a good human. It's about doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. I really love an example of integrity that always touches my heart, and this has to do with putting shopping carts away at big box stores. Now, my spouse, one of his main values is integrity, and I always tease that when we go to the Home Depot that I might as well bring a book and sit in the car, because he will spend 20, 30 minutes going all over the Home Depot parking lot picking up carts. Now, the first time he did this, I'm not going to lie, I laughed at him. But the more we went to Home Depot and the more he did it, I finally had to ask him why. And what he said was, it has to do with integrity. It's about doing the right thing, even when no one is watching. And that's one of his values that I love, I appreciate, and I've even adopted that habit as well. So now our Home Depot dates have gotten extended, because now we also go into the next parking lot and the next parking lot. So we spend a good time of our date time being good humans. Also with integrity, it's about being honest, trustworthy, and staying true to our values and principles, even if the timing's not right. And let me tell you, on date night, I don't always want to have integrity, but then I'm reminded it is part of being a good human. Gratitude plays a significant role in shaping our perspective on life. Being grateful for what we have rather than focusing on what we lack allows us to cultivate a sense of abundance and contentment. Practicing gratitude not only benefits our own well-being, but also enhances our relationship with others. And back to the Home Depot story, every time my husband picks a cart up not at Home Depot, I always say thank you. Another part of this equation of being a good human is selflessness. This is an act of putting the needs of others before our own. It's about being generous with our time, our resources, and talents to make a positive difference in the lives of those around us. Whether it's volunteering, lending an ear, offering support, selflessness is a cornerstone of being a good human. Now, when life is hard, which it is for a lot of us, resilience is another key quality that defines our character. As we know, life is full of those challenges and setbacks, but it's how we respond to them that truly matters. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity, to persevere in the face of obstacles, and to emerge stronger and wiser than before. As I was talking with my friends, and we're talking about Good Human, and we were kind of rating our own value systems against what this matrix was, compassion for all of us in the group was a key value that came up. We've discovered that compassion is a cornerstone of the human connection. It's about recognizing the suffering of others and being motivated to alleviate it. Compassion is the driving force behind acts of kindness, empathy, and selflessness, and it's what binds us together as a global community. Being inclusive is also essential for creating a world where everyone feels valued and respected. It's about celebrating our differences and embracing diversity in all forms. By fostering inclusive communities and environments, we can build stronger, more cohesive communities where everyone has an opportunity to thrive and has a voice at the table. Now, along with being good human and having some of these values, accountability is also crucial for personal growth and development. It's about taking ownership of our actions and their consequences. Whether it's positive or negative, it's holding ourselves accountable so we can learn from our mistakes, make amends when necessary, and strive to become better versions of ourselves. Finally, humility is an antidote to arrogance and entitlement. It's about recognizing our own limitations and imperfections and approaching life with an open mind and a willingness to learn from others. Humility allows us to remain grounded and empathetic even in the face of success or adversity. So I want to take a few minutes and tie all of this together. Being a good human isn't about being perfect. It's about striving to embody these qualities and values each day, knowing that a lot of times we're going to fall short. It's about recognizing our human experience. It's also extending grace to ourselves and to others. It's about making a conscious effort to leave the world a little better than we found it, one small act of kindness at a time. I want to thank you for joining me today. And remember, the world is in desperate need of kindness, empathy, compassion, and all things in the art of being good human. So to put it simply, just don't be a dick. It starts with each and every one of us every day. Until next time, keep spreading love and positivity wherever you go. Hey there, friend. Thanks for tuning in to today's podcast adventure. Instead of just soaking up all that information I've shared today, let's take a moment to dive in. First things first, hit that subscribe button below so you never miss out on this goodness. Then take that next step and hop on over to www.startwhatsnext.com. Join our collective right there on the front page. It's free and packed with awesome resources to complement each of our podcast episodes. Whether you're looking to take a pause in your day, get inspired to what to make for dinner, or need a sprinkle of some positivity, that's the place. These two steps are your ticket to an epic journey. Let's do this together.